Fourth thing is, just be upright and upfront. This is no longer just Strauss. I understand you still own part of it. It is not just Strauss. It is a third-party equity firm that needs to be known and shared upfront with your community. And then I also just wanted to read somebody's email since they can't be here. It is Kristen Wollenberg. She lives at West 4S9482, Prairie Meadows Drive, a stone throws away from the proposed site. She already sent this email to the alderman. I'm going to read it out loud, though, for the sake of this meeting. I am imploring you to take action against this request. I am deeply concerned about the health and safety of my family and my neighbors. When we purchased our home, we understood there may be some industrial builds nearby, and we are aware of the landfill nearby, but this goes beyond our expectations and presents a real nightmare scenario for us, particularly around the potential contaminant of our private water well and increased traffic near our yard directly off of Ryan Road, where her son plays. I understand the company has given assurances that they are taking every measure to mitigate adverse effects of quality on the life of the residents. However, we've all seen this so many promises before from other corporations that fail to materialize. When it comes to taking the word of strangers in regards to something that has potential to be so hazardous to our health and well-being of our residents, I am begging you to intercede. If possible, obviously, please submit comments for public record. And that's what I'm doing today. Thank you.
You guys realize that when you read somebody else's letter, you're now impacting everybody that's behind you.
Mm-hmm. They have time. Yeah. They have time. We're all here. Thank you.
Okay.
You are here to serve the people, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bashir. I appreciate it. I didn't know that. Ma'am, good to see you. Please.
Hi. My name is Janet Tesler. I live at 8697 South Deerwood Lane. I came here tonight with no intention to talk. I have nothing prepared. I listened to what the Strauss family said. I've listened to everybody else that's here that's come up to this microphone. I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy that the city of Franklin didn't bother to inform me that a 150,000 square foot slaughterhouse was going to be built less than 2 miles from my house. I moved here 3 years ago, happy as can be that I could be a member of Franklin. But you know what, Mayor? You're right. You're absolutely right. This is not a game. This is not a game at all. You're dealing with people's lives. You're dealing with their welfare. You're dealing with their property values. You're dealing with the environment. And no one in the city of Franklin bothered to say anything? Why? Is this the way it goes? Whatever, you know, when does the Common Council vote on this?
October 20th.
The Common Council will be voting on it? Our elected officials? Why were the elected officials not, why didn't they inform their people, their constituents? I mean, I don't understand that. This is a democracy. We're supposed to have a say in what goes on in our communities. So, your words, it's not a game. You want to live next to the slaughterhouse? You know, do you live within a mile and a half of it, Mayor? Does any of the Common Council? No. So you really need to listen to the people that do.
Thank you. FM.
Lynn Callis, 8054 South 55th Street. I'm here to read an email from a friend. I hope you and your families are doing well.
Lynn, we all got these emails. We've all read them already. Well, so just so you know.
That's okay. I have time. Okay, regarding the special use application from Strauss to build a large meat facility, processing facility, half a mile from my family's home. Like many of you, my family and I have worked incredibly hard to be able to purchase our home here in the beautiful area surrounding Franklin and Muskego. My wife, son, and I have enjoyed living right on the border of Muskego and Franklin for the past 8 years and are hoping to stay in the area to raise our growing family. However, we are incredibly concerned about the potential for the proposed 152,000 square foot Strauss slaughterhouse to damage the reputation and safety of our communities, create environmental concerns, and lower property values. I'm a strong advocate for job creation, but I do not feel like the minimal amount of lower paying, high stress jobs created by Strauss simply aren't worth the potential damage to our community. The site Strauss is hoping to build on is less than a mile away from several residential neighborhoods. Our family's drinking water comes from a private well, like many of our neighbors who share our concerns. As the Franklin Fire Department also pointed out, the location of the proposed sites creates a tremendous fire hazard given the large amount of ammonia and flammable chemicals maintained on site. The chosen location is quite far from the fire department and would cause a delay in response time in the emergency. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Erin Hammack. I'm a resident of the city of Milwaukee, but I'm here to express the concern of a Franklin resident that was unable to be here this evening.
We certainly appreciate that.
Caroline Niles, my father will answer any questions regarding Strauss. It's sad but true, the horrific way they treat their employees, the sanitation of the plant, and the overwhelming amount of rats and cockroaches. Thank you.
Is that gentleman here? I do have a question for him. Is the gentleman here?
No.
That's why I'm here.
Well, then how can I ask him a question?
Email.
I have to ask him a question. He said he...
Well, you can find other people.
Email him.
I'd like to know when he worked there.
I have a name right here, so...
But...
He worked there for over 20 years.
But the... excuse me. I'm asking the woman who's given testimony the question. She read the letter. I'm asking her the question. So you read the testimony.
I did.
And you said in the testimony that the man would answer questions.
True.
I'm asking you the question.
Okay.
How long did he work there and when did he work there?
I do not know.
Okay. So now we understand each other.
Thank you.
You read testimony that you had no firsthand knowledge of. Okay. Thank you very much.
Aside from someone who is related to...
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Next one. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hello. My name is Andrea. I'm from Milwaukee County.
And Milwaukee County.
Milwaukee County, yes.
Can you give us your address, please?
830 South 109th Street, West Allis, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Yes, no problem. And I also, too, am speaking on behalf of someone who is very concerned and lives in the Franklin area and would like their voice heard. So here I am speaking on their behalf. I agree that residents' concerns need to be addressed, but since I have a hearing deficit and keep my windows closed 90% of the time because of allergies, I have never heard them. That does not mean I do not support those that do. Quite frankly, I have more concern about the proposed cattle butchering and meat packing plant in my backyard. Who thought that moving this from industrial park next door to residence was a good idea? If this goes through, I will vote against anyone that voted for it. I hope everyone gets the word out for any further hearings. Thank you.
Thank you. One second, please. You ladies want to talk? For our interpreters, would they like to have their time?
No, we just heard anything about further hearing. We're here to thank you.
Well, if they'd like to speak. I don't want them to be uncomfortable. I just wanted to offer them the opportunity.
My name is Margaret. I live at South 8486 South Deerwood Lane. We just moved to this area, to Franklin, because it was near my mom. And it was a wonderful place to live in this particular location, and we thought it was great with traffic and everything. I used to work at a college and provide technical support and for businesses and supported business diversity. I agree with the local people as far as the conflict, having that business and growth and support for the community. I understand that aspect. But having the factory right in the middle of the residential area, we feel that there would be other areas out, maybe more in country or other type of a setting that the land is currently not in use, and that could be used for this type of facility. So you're not where the residents are. Again, I do support the business itself, but not the location. So please consider about moving your business to a location that would be more appropriate. Thank you for your time. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Margaret.
Thank you for providing for interpreters as well.
Thank you, Margaret. Okay, next person.
Hello, my name is Odalis Herrera. I'm from Milwaukee County, 3400 South 14th Street, and I oppose to the animal slaughterhouse. Examples of a business that wants to expand and bring a new development to a country and promote a tranquility country. They stop feeding cows up to 24 hours before being sent to a slaughterhouse, so there are no traces of food in their digestive systems that impede the processing of the meat. Cows who are raised for beef and hens, raised for eggs, are killed when they are just 1 to 2 years of age. Even cows raised for milk, just 4 years on average, when their production wanes, their throats cut, and they're ground up into a hamburger. These are all animals with natural expectancy of 10 to 25 years who are being slaughtered by the billions before they've even had a chance to live. Cows are sent to a slaughter, crammed into trucks, banned from food and water. All they've ever known in their drastically abbreviated lives is overpowering stench of ammonia from their accumulated waste, excruciatingly painful, crippling bone disorders caused by their unnaturally accelerated growth rate, the deafening squawks and squeals of thousands of other animals crammed into a single windowless barn, and the trauma of being poked, probed, jabbed, burned, trampled, beaten, kicked, thrown, slammed to the ground, and screamed out. Before being decapitated, cows have their skulls drilled with a specific gun which introduces a retractable bullet into the brains. This is done to knock them down before they're being slaughtered. Do you see this as a tranquility country? Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, yes, ma'am. My Good name evening. Is Karen Hershenson.
A little bit closer, Karen, please. Thank you.
Okay. My address is 7026 Cedar Creek Road, and I have a statement that I would like to share with you in regards to water and land contamination. Wastewater from slaughterhouses is among the largest contributors to toxic pollution in waterways, primarily nitrate pollution. 8 slaughterhouses consistently rank among the nation's top 20 industrial polluters of surface water, responsible for discharging 30 million pounds of contaminants in 2009, including nitrogen, phosphorus, and ammonia. This is a 30-plus acre industrial-scale slaughterhouse, forever affecting our waterways, air, public health, and the overall quality of life. As state of the art, as Strauss claims it is, there will be runoff and it will impact negatively our community, not to mention the stench, which is unavoidable, the blight on our community in all ways. Now Franklin will be known as the slaughterhouse capital of Wisconsin. No jobs or tax revenue is worth that. Please, I ask you to consider this public input and vote your conscience. Do not feel bullied or driven by profits only. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Jolly.
Hi, Gabrielle Jolly, 5536 West Allwood Drive.
Gabrielle.
Oh, I'm sorry. 5536 West Allwood Drive. I just have a few concerns about the water usage, its treatment, and waste. I've personally tried to obtain info regarding this, but it seems the only way we can get this information is if Strauss, openly shares it. The failure to be transparent raises serious questions for me. I'm also wondering if the Watertown Park is related to the Strauss demand for water, and if so, how is it going to affect the taxpayers? One more question. I know that Strauss has used prison labor in the past, and I'm just curious, since we will be so close to a prison, if they plan on using it in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hello. My name is Casey Marcel. My address is 26205 South Wind Lake Road. I grew up in Wind Lake, and I've also lived in Franklin when I was a child. I came through here, and I understand the proposal to create a lot of jobs, which is great. But my question is, if there is issues with the water or the, like going into the well water, if there is issues with the residents' home values going down, what do we do then? Is there any accountability? Will they be made to pay for the water that being conflicted upon? Or is it just the money goes on to the taxpayers then due to the over waste? I'm just curious about these questions, and then thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Good evening.
Eric Belsarelski, 11930 West Ryan Road. I'm approximately about half a mile away from where this might be built. I have nothing against the company, its location. I mean, it'll be surrounded by residential on every side. The noise factor, if you guys haven't been out there at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's pretty quiet. You can hear a lot. I mean, it's pretty quiet out there. It's pretty deafening quiet. Other than that, the odor, yes, I'm worried about my well, worried about odor. We already deal with the dump. I think you guys just need to look at your vision statement where it says highest quality of residential. Living next to a slaughterhouse would not be my idea of the highest quality of residential, especially for those new houses that are going to be built. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Babowski.
Yeah. My name is Steve Babowski. I live at 9012 South Cordgrass Circle West, which is not too far from where the proposed site is, as well as I own four more lots nearby, which would be new construction. First off, I want to say thank you to you guys for trying to continue to invest in Franklin. One of the things that I think about any corporation that invests in Franklin and wants to do more, we should embrace. By the same token, I also want to say thank you to you guys who have to make this tough decision, because at the end of the day, you got to look at all the facts. And I think that's what we, you know, as citizens are asking you to do, in the fact that you put in the time, you put in the effort, and the rest of us are going on supposition. So we thank you for going in and doing that excerpt. I thank you guys. And don't lose heart. So thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. With that, I'm going to close this public hearing. Public hearing is now closed. A couple of the things that I heard tonight. Well, don't leave. There's still things that are going to happen here. First thing I'd like to do is... Mr. Martinez, would you put up the video that we shot yesterday that we talked about? Let's do the south clockwise. A lot of comments about put it in farm field or something. Just this is just general information. This is not a sales pitch. This is nothing like that. This is shot by our engineering department with a drone 300 feet in the air above the center part of where the building may be. This is looking south, and it's going counterclockwise now to the north, now to the east, and then to the north. Again, it's 300 feet above where the center of the building would be. That's east. That's 112th Street there. That's where the home sites will be. Retention basins are already in. That's the road that's going to head north. That's Loomis Road. You see the water tower. That's Old Ryan Road there and 116th Street. It's the wetlands, the DNR property.
Mr. Mayor, can you make sure they share the video because they're not seeing it?
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll start again. Thank you. With apologies to those folks watching on YouTube and Zoom, we're going to share the video. Sorry about that. Let's back it up and start over again. Okay, this was shot, again, before you started regular. That's looking due south. That regular, stop it, please, and go back. Just hit that back 10.
Drag the timeline.
The one. No, click on that. Click on the pause, or just drag that. Other way. Other way. Your other way. There you go. You see the tower on the upper right? That's the landfill. So this is due south. It's panning to the east now. That's east right there. That's barren ground you see there is where the residential development's going to be. That road right there, you see the traffic on it. That's 112th Street. That's due east. See the water tower? That's Loomis Road and the City Hall water tower. Old Ryan Road and 116th Street. Some people here in the audience can see their houses, or at least their lots. Wetlands. See the high tension lines. See the northern part of Muskego. You see Champions Village coming up a little bit more here. So you can see the proximity of the residential areas. See the wetlands. See the quantity of traffic. This was done, I think, at 11 o'clock in the afternoon. There's Champions Village and Big Muskego Lake. That's due south. That's the back property line right there where the tension lines are. Kenny's house right there. Highway 45, and we're back to the waste management landfill. And that's the end of the cul-de-sac. Well, that gives you an idea of what surrounds the property. Again, it's not a sales pitch. That's just what it is. There was a conversation about, there continues to be a conversation about water. Again, water is going to go get processed and put into the interceptor sewer. You see the ponds there? If you click on the play or move it back a little bit, keep going. Detention basins throughout the project to carry the stormwater runoff. Don?
Yeah, correct? One thing I want to be very clear. I know there's concern about potential contamination of well water.
Is the microphone?
Oh, sorry. There's been a constant talk about the concern of contamination of well water. And I understand where that might be coming from, especially if people are looking at different things on the internet, specifically in regards to other types of slaughter facilities. Those facilities that have issues like that have leaching ponds that are exposed to the outside that can leach into the ground and cause problems with well water and also cause a large amount of smell and odor in the area. That is not the case here at all. Everything is in the building. Anything that is where the animals are brought in and the cattle barn area itself, all of that area is consistently washed down. All of that goes into the process drains, and that goes through the pretreatment, wastewater pretreatment system. And then ultimately that goes out into the sewer and then into the MMSD system. There's a constant tracking of the waste that goes out of the facility to make sure that it meets the requirements that the City of Franklin as well as the MMSD have set. So that's a constant thing that Strauss has to maintain. And if they'll have to make certain adjustments or might have to make certain adjustments to the wastewater treatments system to make sure that it hits the requirements that MMSD requires.
But I see some people videotaping this with their phones. That's fine. There's no problem with that. But it's kind of wasted effort. All of this is on YouTube, so you can grab it off of YouTube. So you don't need to waste that effort. There was comment from some of the folks from Muskego about not knowing about this. I appreciate that. I've had conversations with Mayor Petrovsky about this project. So I don't want to throw him under the bus, but you can check out his Facebook page and talk to him. So there's that. All right. The normal course of the business here is that we entertain questions from the commission. So questions from the commission for the applicant. Commissioner Leone.
So I will be up front. I have six questions that I wrote down. I don't need to ask them all at once, so I can go through them and let other members of the commission speak as well. First, echo the mayor's comments. Thank you for everyone who has come and spoken tonight, whether in support of or opposition to this project. It is very useful for us as members of the Plan Commission to hear all of your thoughts. I did have the opportunity during my research to visit the existing plant on 60th Street. Also, at Mr. Busson's recommendation, visit what the applicant believes to be a comparable facility at Stella and Chewy's in the Oak Creek Business Park, and then also the proposed site and what that was shown in the video. I will add here, just on a personal note, for anybody who's looking to be a part of the development of this community, there is opportunity with our various boards and commissions. I also have three small kids, a day job and a part-time job, and blah, blah, blah can be pretty time-consuming. But I would welcome anybody who wants to help the development of our community to participate in that. Two other comments about the visits that I did, not only to the existing plant, but to the comparable in Oak Creek. I didn't notice any odor at all. I noticed no visible waste. I asked very similar questions to what some of the opposition to this project asked in that setting to the consultant that's hired, as well as the COO and one other member of the staff. They took me on a tour of their operations inside. I was, for somebody who'd never been through a meat processing facility before, I took a lot of notice of the conditions, the working conditions, and where water might have flowed, where it did flow, and was impressed by it. And then also on the exterior part of the tour, they pointed out where some of the waste, the animal waste, was stored, and made note, and I noticed as well that even very close, literally from me to the wall, there was no noticeable odor, and that's in a much older facility that's being proposed. So I say all that. At this point, I am generally supportive of this proposal, but certainly am open to what's been discussed tonight, as well as the other members of the commission. One thing I did take note of, there is a request to reduce parking. One of the things that during that site visit, the existing facility, right now you're using part of your parking for some temporary tentage for to create social distancing for when employees eat. While this is a temporary thing, that could occur in the future. I think it's in your interest to keep as much parking as available. So I would ask the members of the commission to consider possibly requiring that it meet the standards for 280 parking stalls, I believe, is, and not to decrease. One question, there was a comment from the applicant earlier about green lighting. Could you discuss what the benefits are of green lighting and clarify, are you talking exterior, interior, or both for your project?
I think what he's really meant by green lighting, it's basically the type of light fixtures we use. They'll all be LED style light fixtures that are highly efficient and long lasting. So it gives a better quality of light, has a better spectrum available. But we can do that, which is very beneficial for them in the processing side of it. But the other side of it is they're very energy efficient. So we do whatever we can in the design of buildings like this to make them as efficient as possible, not just with the lighting, but our values on the walls and so on, to try and, again, make these as efficient as possible.
But it is all interior, it's not exterior?
Both interior and exterior lighting would be LED.
And does that benefit neighbors so that there is less light pollution? In theory,
We've done a lighting layout for the site and then a photometric analysis of that to make sure that there's no light spillover past the property line, so we meet all the city ordinances and requirements for that.
Okay, thank you. During the tour, had a conversation about the process of recapturing and reusing water. I don't know who's the best person from the applicant to speak about that, but could you talk about that in terms of the water returning to MMSD and the processes that you would use at this new proposal, how it benefits neighbors and the community, if it does.
So one way to help reduce the water usage for the meat plant is to take there are basically cabinets called chill cabinets, and that water is used to chill the carcasses. In a